I'm hearing a lot of brainstorming on WrestleMania. And today I'm going to brainstorm WrestleMania, give you guys some things that I have on my mind that I want to let you guys know on. And you're going to get that coming up next right here on The Wrestling Takeover.
Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King.
Takeover.
Let's go.
And welcome, everybody, to The Wrestling Takeover Podcast. On the digital airwaves of YouTube, Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio podcast. And man, thank you guys once again for joining me. I'm your host, Jordan Turner. Today, like I said, we're talking WrestleMania. I want to give you guys a conversation on all the things that I'm feeling regarding WrestleMania. It seems like we don't really know what's going on when it comes to WrestleMania. But that's the point. That's the reason. We got to always be on our toes when it comes to WrestleMania. I feel like, are always coming up with ideas on, okay, you can do this, you can do that. I kind of know what Triple H is doing. He's trying to make everything seem unpredictable, which is a great thing because it gets us on our toes. It keeps us guessing and it keeps us coming back and asking more questions. And it also keeps us coming back for more. Now, on the other hand, it's not a good thing because many fans are just trying to wonder what they're going to be watching, going to be looking forward to. And we know that we got the Elimination Chamber next Saturday, and it's going to be at 2 a.m., which is insane for me, but I'll be up, I'll be watching it live, and I'll be covering it for sure, so you guys can look forward to that. Before I continue, just wanted to make this point. I'm starting to do more of these conversational topics that I am brainstorming in my head and things that I just want to get on my platform and I want to talk to you guys about. So expect more of those type of episodes where I just casually come on here laid back and just talk about all the things of WWE. Majority of the conversations, the news, the rumors, views and opinions are just going to be related to WWE for the most part. I will cover AEW here and there, but majority of the episodes are going to be dedicated to the WWE. So I just wanted to make that point for all the new listeners that is just finding the Wrestling Takeover. Now, WrestleMania, we don't really know what's going on with WrestleMania. We have only two matches. I'm honestly going to say only one match official right now, and that's Bayley and Io Sky. This feud has been very fun to watch, very fun to keep up with. I feel like Io and Bayley and their storyline with Damage Control, I know a lot of people were coming to me, letting me know, like, Jordan, the feud to me isn't that exciting. What's your thoughts on the feud? Do you think I need to be a little bit more patient with it? And I said, yeah, you got to be a little bit more patient with it. I know that word for wrestling fans is they don't want to really hear the word patience and time. But with this new Triple H administration era, we got to be patient. It takes time. There's no reason to rush. So a couple of people that I know were coming, like I said, to me and talking about the Damage Control rivalry, and some of them just really weren't that interested. There wasn't that moment where they were like, yeah, I'm interested now. Now, that SmackDown segment with Bayley and the rest of Damage Control where Bayley got taken out, I mean, that's where people, again, started coming to me, and I've been seeing it on social media. Okay, now I'm interested. now I'm invested. That's not really, for me personally, I've always been invested because of the participants that is in this rivalry. You know, you got, let's start with the champion. You got Io Sky, someone to me who I adore a lot, love Io, always have. I knew about her in the indies, right, in stardom, and was like, who's this girl? She looks real good in the ring. And then she came to NXT. And I mean, the polishness, the presentation, all of it. I'm like, oh, this girl's good, man. She's real good in the ring. She's a very beautiful woman. She has everything, you know, and I know her English for the most part wasn't all that great. But as the years went on, Io was really gotten better with her English. And it's been a joy to watch. I've been loving her run. Me personally, I think her run's been better than Rhea Ripley. Just my opinion. But I think Io's had a better run as champion than Rhea Ripley. And to be honest, it's very similar. I've said this multiple times that Io Sky's run is very similar to Seth Rollins. She's a fighting champion. She's always going to defend her crown. And on the other hand, Rhea Ripley is kind of like a Roman Reigns. She's more on the show than Roman, but she's not really defending the championship all that often. And a lot of people were having a problem with that, where Io is always consistently defending the championship because she's a fighting champion. I'm excited for Io versus Bayley. I know a lot of people, a lot of cats in the community, in the IWC. Even I brought it up as of a suggestion. Does Io win Bayley main event night one? I'm not going to completely scrap that plan, but I'm hearing Rhea Ripley and Becky more than Bayley and Io, and I kind of take offense to that a little bit because I'm trying to understand Bayley and Io's story. If you guys are not following it, it's very similar to the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They had story progression. That's what Bayley and Io are doing. They have story and progression, and they, when it comes to Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and the Usos, they main evented WrestleMania night one. Is there a shot that Bayley and Io do the same thing? There's a shot. I'm not going to say there's not, because there is. But with all the rumors and innuendo and speculation, I don't think none of the women's matches, the two women's matches, Becky and Rhea, Bayley and Io, I don't think none of those women's matches are main eventing night one. I'll get to that in a second and why I feel that way. But speaking of Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch, I don't know about you guys. I'm more invested in Bayley versus Io because they have story. And like I said, this podcast is brainstorming. I'm trying to brainstorm as I go along with this episode here, as I'm recording. And I'm trying to think on why these individuals are, you know, wrestling each other. What's their story? What's their purpose? And Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch, what's the purpose? I can take a hunch, and I think I'll be somewhat correct on this. From Becky Lynch's standpoint, she hasn't been fighting for a world championship on the main roster. We're not counting the NXT run with Tiffany Stratton. But Becky Lynch's run on the main roster so far, she has not competed for a world championship. She's not. She's kind of been on the back burner. Becky Lynch is a main eventer. She's a Hall of Famer. She is a GOAT. We got to give her her flowers and her just due. You might not like Becky Lynch. You might not be a fan, and that's cool. That's your opinion. But at the end of the day, you need to respect Rebecca Quinn and what she brings to the table. Those four horsewomen are some of the greatest in-ring performers of all time. Got to give Rebecca Quinn her respect. She's gotten better and better and better. And there was a point where she was being shoved down our throats. That's just the reality of the situation. I know some other people might not feel that way. They might think I'm blurring the lines there. They're probably thinking, Jordan, what are you talking about? That's not true. Listen, if you follow along and you pay attention to the details, pay attention to the details. You can see that Becky Lynch was being shoved down our throats. It was always Becky, and then Charlotte Flair. To some extent, Bianca Belair. It was just those three girls. And they're goats, they're queens themselves, but we need new women in the block. You know what I mean? Jenny from the block, you remember that? Right? Yeah, we need some new women on the block. So looks like we're getting that, but right now, and even when I talk about next year's WrestleMania, I am already thinking of next year's WrestleMania, but I want to stay in the now. But I just gave you a little tease on what I'm going to talk about towards the end of the episode. But staying on course, Becky Lynch. Oh, and by the way, I have no notes here. I have no notes. This is just all coming from my mind. And this is why I feel like I'm very good at what I do. I don't really need notes unless I'm talking about the news or unless I'm reviewing a show. I might have bullet points here and there. But even then, for the most part, immediately when the show goes off, I have everything that I want to talk about in my head and I just dial in. I put in the work. And I just wanted to make that point for everybody. Maybe they was thinking I have notes and stuff. I don't. These type of conversations, they're already ready, willing, and able to be talked about. So just wanted to let y'all know that, man. But listen, Becky Lynch, I'm a fan of. Rhea Ripley, I mean, it's explanatory. The mommy persona has a lot of male fans just going crazy. Pump your brakes, pump them down, relax. But her mommy persona has been really entertaining. She knows what she knows what she's doing, man. I want everybody to know that. Rhea Ripley knows what she's doing. Sexual innuendos and stuff like that. Mommy's always on top. I mean, you can't get any more, you know, than that. She knows what she's doing. So, and that's what's garnering, you know, more of a male audience. I wonder what her demographic is. Is it more female oriented or is it more male? If I had to guess, I would actually say it's more male than female. Not saying there's no female audiences there, because there is, but from her character and her presentation and what she does on social media. Sorry about that, guys. There's an alert going on, my bad. It's more of the male audience, I feel like. But Rhea Ripley is extremely popular. I love Rhea Ripley. I'm a fan. But I gotta admit, I have to. I'm always honest on my show. I never backtrack. I'm always unfiltered. You either like what I have to say or you don't. I say what I say and I mean what I say every single time. I am excited about the match of Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, because we all know what's going to happen. Becky Lynch is going to win the Women's Elimination Chamber. But in terms of the match between Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch and the story, I won't be doing my job if I'm not analyzing it or if I'm not fantasy booking. I'm not going to be doing my job correctly. This story, it seems like it's about Becky Lynch looking at the run of Rhea Ripley and telling her, you're not doing anything for that championship. You're not a fighting champion. All you do is yep, yep, saying I'm mommy, all this other crap. You know what I mean? bow down or whatever. Whatever mommy says goes. Mommy's always on top. Again, she knows what she's doing. But it feels to me like they're kind of making up a story, which they're supposed to do. Yes. But it's not grabbing the audience. To me personally, from my vantage point, from my point of view, it seems like this story isn't really clicking with the audience. Now, they just started, of course, right? But I kind of feel like Rhea Ripley, now this was the plan all along, so let's not get it twisted. I'm here to tell everybody right now, this was always the plan, Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. If you hear anybody else say different, they're incorrect. This was always the plan. Why do you think Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch were so far apart for this entire year? It's because they were eventually going to lead to WrestleMania. Simple. So that's what we're seeing now. I'm excited for the match. But the story, it just seems like they kind of came up with something out of thin air. And the story that they're probably going to go with, I might be wrong, is from Becky Lynch's standpoint and perspective. She's tired of Rhea Ripley as champ. She feels like Rhea Ripley hasn't done nothing with the championship. I mean, that's not Rhea Ripley's fault. She's being booked the way she's booked. She's being presented the way she's being presented. That's not her fault. But at the same time, as a viewer, you see that and you're like, you look at someone like Io Sky, who's always defending the championship, and you look at someone like Rhea Ripley, and then WWE wants to go out there and say, we have nobody for Rhea Ripley. No, you have people for Rhea Ripley. See, this is why I love what I do. I'm always honest with you guys. I'm always bringing up points that are valid. No, they have stuff for Rhea Ripley. They have opponents for Rhea Ripley. You know the difference is? They have opponents, but they don't have anybody that is on Rhea Ripley's level. That's why they had to bring in Nia Jax back and put her on Raw and put her in a match with Rhea Ripley, which both ladies I feel like will do a phenomenal job. I can't wait for it at Elimination Chamber next Saturday, only on Peacock. I feel like they had nobody for Rhea Ripley at the time, and this is the truth. They didn't have anybody that was on her level, so they brought in Nia Jax, put her on Monday Night Raw. There's your difference maker. There you go. There's someone that you can look at physically, say, you know what? I could think she could take down Rhea Ripley. My intelligence aren't being insulted with Nia Jax. She could take down Rhea Ripley. We know that. Let's not kid ourselves here. But after Nia Jax, I know Liv Morgan came back. Everyone loves Liv Morgan, so do I. She's not fighting Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. It's not happening. They're not going to do a one-on-one. I can see a triple threat match, though. Let me point that out right now. I'm not doing my job if I don't come up with every single scenario. They can for sure do a triple threat match with Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch, and Rhea Ripley. Let's be real. Before Becky Lynch even started staring down from time to time Rhea Ripley, they were planting seeds. They were just throwing it in your face that we're going to do Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Liv Morgan had beef with Rhea Ripley as well. So that makes sense. That I wouldn't mind. It's pretty much similar to where Ronda Rousey faced off against Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 35, right? Winner take all or whatever, right? And it was supposed to be those two ladies, which was crazy. One of the most hyped women's matches in WWE history. Vince McMahon added Charlotte Flair to the match. For what reason? Have no idea. Rumors were saying it was because of star power. I don't know what you're talking about. Becky Lynch was a superstar. Ronda Rousey is a generational talent. What are you talking about? They needed that superstar appeal. They already had that with Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey, and they ruined it when they added Charlotte Flair. I'm sorry. Now, the match to me was not a fan of at all. It was boring. It went way too long. It was because the WrestleMania was one night. So that show was way too long. People got tired. They were wrestling at 1 a.m. in the morning. It was crazy. So, but maybe we get something like that with Liv Morgan being at it. But this one would make sense because Liv Morgan actually has genuinely beef with Rhea Ripley. So we'll see. It could be a triple threat with Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, and Becky Lynch. I wouldn't mind it, to be honest, because, again, Liv Morgan makes sense. So does Becky Lynch. So I don't know how Triple H is going to implement that. And that's why I feel like WrestleMania is always changing. It's always changing. To me, when I look at it, I see only one match being made official right now. I know there's two, but there's only one in my book. And that is Bayley and Io. Now, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes is official. I clearly see that. Are they going to still do that match, though, at WrestleMania? They're always going to be, we're always going to be on our toes. Always going to be on our toes when it comes to this whole Rock, Roman, Cody, Seth type of dynamic here. And it's going to be a joy to watch. The Rock did the right thing. Reports came out today that The Rock was pretty much saying, without giving you guys a long monologue, this is Cody Rhodes' moment. He needs to be the main event of WrestleMania. Great on The Rock. Appreciate it. They should have done this in the first place. And then rumors came out after that that The Rock and Roman was actually the plan. Rock Roman was actually the plan, and then they changed it because the fans went on social media and put the hashtag, "We want Cody." Now, be careful what you wish for. I am here right now. I'm going to throw out every single possible scenario. So please listen. Let's get out of the tag team match stuff. I'm not doing that. Couple reasons. Number one, I know the rumor is suggesting that Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns might fight on both nights. Not all three of them. I'm having one person do that, and it's not all three of them. I know people want to see Seth Rollins versus The Rock. I understand that. I understand. There's something there. You know there's something with Rock and Cody Rhodes too. And that's where my point's going to be right now. That's where I'm going to start off. If I'm WWE, if I'm Triple H, Paul Levesque, if I am the writing team, if I'm The Rock, and I'm brainstorming what can go down here, because the previous video that I put out regarding the storyline that I had in mind with Rock and Roman, it starts at WrestleMania 40. I'm having Cody Rhodes identical to the Bryan Danielson by the time Daniel Bryan, when he wrestled on both nights. Or I'm sorry, not both nights. It was one show, but he wrestled twice on the same show. Cody, if I'm in charge and I'm on the creative team, which I hope one day I do get to, but I'm booking Cody Rhodes versus The Rock night one of WrestleMania. This whole thing is built around Cody Rhodes. And then I'm going to give you the reality of the situation where I think WWE is actually going to go and where we might have a problem. I'm doing Cody Rhodes versus The Rock at WrestleMania night one. And I'm sorry to tell you, with the Seth Rollins match, he's most likely going to face Drew McIntyre. That's not a main event to me. Teach their own. Bayley, Io. If The Rock didn't wrestle, I would have definitely had Io versus Bayley close night one. But maybe The Rock does wrestle on both nights. Maybe he only wrestles one night. I don't know. But The Rock is wrestling at WrestleMania. He's not wrestling Roman Reigns. I'm telling you now, that's not happening. Okay, who else is he going to face? He's either going to be in a one-on-one match against Cody Rhodes, or he's going to be involved in that tag team match, teaming with Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's where you get into a little sticky situation. Who's taking that pinfall? I'm going to tell you right now, Seth Rollins ain't taking that pinfall. He's a world champion. Roman Reigns ain't taking that pinfall. He's the undisputed champion. Think Rock's going to take that pinfall? He just came back. He's going to take a loss? Come on, bro. That's not happening. Yet. Cody Rhodes would have to take that pinfall. I would have, since Seth Rollins is still going to be hurt, kind of give a sacrifice thing with Cody Rhodes. He sacrificed himself. He sees that Seth Rollins is genuinely hurt, storyline. But you make it into seeming like it's a reality that Seth Rollins is genuinely hurt. And people talk about that. He might not be able to wrestle on the next night of WrestleMania for the World Championship, so he might have to vacate the championship. Storyline. Cody Rhodes sees that his partner's hurt. Rock and Roman cheat. They get the win. There's doubt in Cody Rhodes' eyes now. Now, who is he going to get pinned by? That's the question. I'm having him get pinned by Roman Reigns. That creates self-doubt in Cody Rhodes. Listen to me. That creates self-doubt for Cody Rhodes. He just got pinned by the man that he's challenging for the championship. So in Cody Rhodes' mentality, you know, this guy just pinned me. Do I really have the capability of beating him the next night in a one-on-one match? So he has self-doubt. We get to night two. Cody Rhodes conquers everything. Change it up a little bit. Don't do exactly identical with Bryan Danielson. Don't do it. Bryan Danielson beat Triple H. That's cool. That means he got his opportunity to get into the triple threat match. That's the thing now. There was a stipulation. Will there be a stipulation for this one? For this tag team match, winner take all. Winner take all. If it's winner take all, then that doesn't even make sense. That's dumb. Then that needs to main event night too. So that idea is out the window as well. Winner take all, I don't want to hear that. That's stupid. It's a dumb idea. Y'all know it and I do as well. Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes is happening on night two, main event. I'm having the bloodline. But I would actually have The Rock tell Roman, you need to go do this yourself. But if you're in trouble, I might be around. But you need to do this yourself. You're the head of the table. You're the tribal chief. So he goes out there. We get Roman and Cody. Rock accidentally screws over Roman Reigns. Or Rock does. I wouldn't even do that. I would have Roman have the mentality because y'all got to understand, he's always had backup every single time. Every single time. Solo doesn't come out. Jimmy doesn't come out. He might be looking for The Rock to come bail him out. But The Rock doesn't come out yet. Roman loses. And The Rock is on the ramp. Or somewhat getting close to the ring. Just stares at Roman. Roman's outside the ring. He's on the floor. He's sitting down in absolute disbelief that he just lost this match. He looks at The Rock. Rock's just disappointed at him. Disappointed. You call yourself the tribal chief and you just lost. He looks disgusted. He doesn't say nothing. Facial expressions tell all. And that right there. That expression from Roman and The Rock, you start the year-long build for Roman Reigns and The Rock. Who is the head of the table? And the finale is at WrestleMania 41. There it is. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, other matches that aren't made official, they might happen, they might not. Bianca Belair doesn't have a match at WrestleMania. We have a problem. She has to be at WrestleMania. Come to find out, Charlotte Flair, and this is in the news, you can go look for it yourself. Charlotte Flair was scheduled to face Bianca Belair in a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. And I'll get to WrestleMania 41 in a bit. So they were scheduled to face off at WrestleMania this year. It's not happening. Charlotte Flair's out, hoping for a speedy recovery. Seems like she's making great efforts to come pretty quick and make a full recovery pretty quickly. So who does Bianca Belair go one-on-one with at WrestleMania? Everyone's popular name right now is Jade Cargill. For the plans that I have at 41, you might as well do Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair. What about Tiffany Stratton, though? Tiffany Stratton's a young thoroughbred coming into the, you know, the business. No experience. Picked it up fairly quick. She's on SmackDown. And a lot of people know her from NXT. She has a great future ahead of her. And will she be at WrestleMania? I think it's a little too soon. But that is another opponent for Bianca Belair at WrestleMania 40. I think it's going to come down to either Jade Cargill or Tiffany Stratton for Bianca Belair. Because you guys got to remember, yes, we have the stare down. We had that conversation with Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill at the Royal Rumble. We also had that slap by Tiffany Stratton to Mia Yim. You remember that? Bianca Belair and Mia Yim are close friends. Bianca Belair wanted a piece of Tiffany Stratton for slapping her best friend. That can play a factor. That can play a role for WrestleMania 40. And I honestly would be fine to see that. I'd love to see that. Those two women going out there and having a great, phenomenal match. I'm interested in that. I'm just throwing out ideas at this point. Brainstorming, like I said. But the most popular name is Jade Cargill being an opponent for Bianca Belair at WrestleMania 40. Again, with the plans that I have for 41, I'd actually rather do Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill one-on-one at WrestleMania 40. Get that out, done and out of the way. Make history. Let's do it. The United States Championship, Logan Paul, he is the champ. He will have a match at WrestleMania. The question is, who is he going to go one-on-one with? Now, a lot of people are saying LA Knight. They're saying LA Knight and Logan Paul. I think that needs to happen. I think you kind of pushed LA Knight a little too quick. You pushed him a little too quick. I know he's a popular and let me talk to you. Yeah, like all that. You know what I mean? It's cool. But you pushed him a little too quick. You got to slow your roll. Don't rush. I would do Logan Paul and LA Knight. Have Logan Paul lose, drop the championship to LA Knight, and have LA Knight become the new United States champion. So that is another match that I would consider. What about Randy Orton? What about Randy Orton? I'm hearing rumors of Drew McIntyre. I don't want to see that at all. It's not that I don't want to see it. That doesn't really interest me. That doesn't interest me, man. I know The Rock might have a match in Mania. What about Randy Orton versus The Rock? You know Randy Orton never faced The Rock one-on-one. It's number one. Number two, Randy Orton got took out by the Bloodline. So he has a problem with The Rock now because the Bloodline took him out. Now, The Rock didn't do it, but The Rock is affiliated with the Bloodline. So now Randy Orton has beef with the Bloodline. You could do Cody Rhodes and Roman. Seth do his own thing. And then Rock versus Randy Orton. It will protect The Rock. Randy Orton is one of the safest workers in the game all time. He's a GOAT. So is The Rock. Randy Orton versus The Rock one-on-one at WrestleMania. That piques my interest very well. And then we get Cody and Roman night two. Rock, Randy Orton, main event night one. Something I love to see. That's just a little shot that I try to make into the bucket right there with Rock versus Randy Orton. After thinking about it, I actually hope that happens. That would be really fun to see. And some other matches that I do see happening. Damian Priest and Finn Balor hopefully have a one-on-one match. It kind of seems like the Usos aren't going to go one-on-one. From what it looks like, We haven't really got any interaction between Jimmy and Jay outside of the Royal Rumble appearance and interaction. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I know people were throwing out the idea of Jay Uso versus Gunther for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania. That's not happening. We're getting Gunther and Jay Uso on Monday Night Raw. I believe it's next week or the week after Elimination Chamber. So it's going to be real interesting. I think Gunther's going to take the win there. I still stand by my opponent for Gunther, Bron Breakker. I'm doing Bron Breakker, Gunther, and I'm actually having Gunther drop the IC Championship to Bron Breakker because Gunther needs to go right into the main event scene, period. He needs to be the champion before the end of 2024, Gunther, and I stand on that. So Bron Breakker, Gunther, it's a big-time match for Bron Breakker. They faced off one-on-one before on an episode of NXT when NXT first launched their 2.0 franchise, reboot brand. So that's something I want to see. And looks, you know, like I said, we don't really know what's going on with WrestleMania. Again, I'm just brainstorming here, giving you guys my opinion. We don't know what the hell is going to go on with WrestleMania 41. Again, though, I think long-term, it's a gift and a curse, I'd say. But before I exit this episode, again, thank you guys, everybody, for joining me right here on the Wrestling Takeover for this new episode. Subscribe to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. I'm Jordan Turner, and I'm host of the Wrestling Takeover. Also, if you guys want to go support me on social media, on Twitter at JT Takeover, on Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover, and on TikTok at The Wrestling Takeover. Now, before I go, I want to talk about WrestleMania 41 just for a second. Again, I think long term. I'm already thinking ahead. I seen the video clip of Stone Cold Steve Austin mentioning CM Punk. I'm going to go out on a limb right now. Night one, night two main event. I'm going on record. I'm sorry. I know we got the two world championships. Those two titles need to take a back seat for WrestleMania 41, depending on who's the champion, which I believe by then, I'm throwing out a prediction, the world heavyweight champion will be Gunther going into WrestleMania 41. And the undisputed champion will be Cody Rhodes going into WrestleMania 41. That is my prediction. For the women, the women's world champion will continue to be Rhea Ripley. And the other women's champion will be Becky Lynch. I know that's not a favorable one, but hear me out. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus CM Punk, night one main event. Night two main event, Roman Reigns versus The Rock. So Triple H, if you're listening, if any of your writers are listening, anybody in WWE, if they're listening, Roman Reigns versus The Rock, night two main event. Stone, you need to do any and everything you're willing to get Stone Cold Steve Austin to sign off on that CM Punk match. Let's do it at WrestleMania 41. It's the only way it could happen. Simple. So, those two matches. Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Championship. By then, Cody Rhodes will be the Undisputed Champion. Let's get to the ladies. Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch will be the champion in my universe. She will be going one-on-one with Jade Cargill, who will win the Women's Royal Rumble. I was going back and forth between Jade Cargill and another woman that I'm going to name in a bit on who's going to win the Women's Money in the Bank and then who's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. I landed on Jade Cargill winning the Royal Rumble. I'm having on Jade Cargill not only winning the Royal Rumble, but having a just tremendous performance and capping it off with a Royal Rumble win and wasting no time and challenging Becky Lynch. Speaking of the other woman, Tiffany Stratton. Again, going back and forth on Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill. Who wins Women's Money in the Bank? Who wins the Royal Rumble? I'm going with Tiffany Stratton winning the Women's Royal Rumble. And I'm going on a limb right now and kind of put that out. Like have fun with this story that I'm about to tell. This is Tiffany Stratton talking to Rhea Ripley. Hey, Rhea Ripley, if you hold that title all the way to WrestleMania, let's see how long you hold that title for. If you hold that title until WrestleMania, I'm coming for you. So that self-doubt with Rhea Ripley, Tiffany Stratton telling her, all these opponents are going to come after you. Let's see if you can retain. Opponents here and there. Boom, 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 boom. Have fun with it. Rhea Ripley, she's the champion going in 41. Tiffany Stratton doesn't cheat. She doesn't squirm any of that. She pulls a Rob Van Dam. After or at the Royal Rumble. Screw that. At the Royal Rumble. Or after. Whatever. Tiffany Stratton is letting Rhea Ripley know that Royal Rumble winner, she ain't facing you. I'm facing you. I'm cashing in my opportunity at WrestleMania. You versus me. Let's do it. You create a new superstar in Tiffany Stratton, one of the dominant women's champions of the modern era in Rhea Ripley. Let's do that. That sounds like a plan to me. Let me know what you guys think about that idea in the comments down below on YouTube. Let me know what you guys think of Tiffany Stratton versus Rhea Ripley for WrestleMania 41. I love it. I love it. Becky Lynch versus Jade Cargill. Explanatory. Jade Cargill versus Jade Cargill versus Becky. Right? Like I said, Jade Cargill versus Becky. But the other women's match that I would do is Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair. Now that is explanatory. Who's the best? Who's the best in the ring? Who's the best on the mic? Ric Flair, have Bianca Belair go off on Ric Flair in interviews, all of that. Do a live interview, but with Bianca and Ric Flair, and then Charlotte gets involved. Bianca's the heel. She's disrespectful. Or she could be a tweener and just Charlotte could be the heel because she's the queen. So, you know, you got to be a heel there. But play it off in reality. Ric Flair is always going out saying that Charlotte's the greatest, this and that. But Bianca's like, yo, I accomplished more in a short amount of time than you ever did. What's she talking about? So have fun with it. Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Jade Cargill, Becky Lynch, Tiffany Stratton and Rhea Ripley, Roman Reigns versus The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus CM Punk, and Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes. You can't get any better than that. You can't. You got three top-tier men's matches and three top-tier women's matches for WrestleMania 41. WrestleMania 41. You can't get any better than that. Let me know what you guys think about that idea as well. Those matches that I have in my mind that I'm brainstorming right now for next year's WrestleMania already. Let me know in the comments down below. Let me know on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio podcasts. Thank you guys once again for joining me. I'm your host, Jordan Turner, and this has been the most creative and honest audio podcast in the game today, The Wrestling Takeover.